This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. 67 degrees in Chapel Hill. Warming up just a bit now. We're searching for a high today in the middle 80s, about 85, 86. A lot of sunshine today. Tonight, clear skies with the lows in the low 60s. Tomorrow, another great day. Mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. We'll be in the upper 80s on Friday as well with all sunshine. Then for your weekend, really nice highs in the middle 80s both days, Saturday and Sunday. Lows at night, middle 60s. Weather just could not be better. The Orange County Sheriff's Department was involved in a foot chase yesterday, looking for a suspect on the run. The man's name, Jeffrey Dawes. He's about 5 feet 5 inches tall. The chase began near Mount Sinai Road and Cascade Drive, just north of Chapel Hill, sometime around 4 p.m. Here is Orange County Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass while the chase was happening yesterday.
He ran, and there was foot pursuit. He hasn't been caught. And our people are there with our tracking dog trying to locate him.
Sheriff Pendergrass says Dawes was not armed. The sheriff's office worked with the North Carolina Department of Public Safety and the SBI.
The man has outstanding warrants on him, and the Fugitive Task Force is trying to locate him very badly.
WCHL first got reports of this chase via a phone alert issued by the sheriff's office. We'll keep you updated with any new information as it becomes available in this case. Chapel Hill police are searching for suspects involved in an armed robbery on Sunday afternoon in Menomont Village. Sergeant Josh Miesemore says two males robbed a Menomont resident at gunpoint at 2:23 p.m. The victim, a female, was walking home from Harris Teeter on Spate Alley. She was not injured in this incident. The suspects demanded her purse and other personal items, including her wedding ring. The suspects have been described as between the ages of 20 to 25, both wearing dark hoodies. The first suspect, who carried the handgun, was about 5 feet 5. Second suspect was a little over 6 feet tall. Once again, here's Miesemore.
It looks like the two suspects got into an SUV driven by a third person, a gold-colored SUV, and drove away. It was driven by a male as well.
The Chapel Hill Police Department believes this was an isolated incident happening in the middle of the afternoon.
I can't recall specifically anything similar to this during the middle of the day and in a fairly populated area.
If you have any information, you can contact the Chapel Hill Police Department or call Crime Stoppers, 919-942-7515. And we have that number on our website as well at chapelboro.com. The North Carolina chapter of the NAACP is launching a 25-county tour targeting the policies of the Republican-led General Assembly. The civil rights group heads next Tuesday to Wake, Wilson, Nash, and Edgecombe counties for public events featuring legal and policy experts, grassroots organizers, and people arrested during weekly protests at the state legislature. As you know, a lot of those people arrested have been Chapel Hill Carborough residents, many from the local faith community. The NAACP will also release a mid-session report card assessing each lawmaker's votes for their effects on behalf of the state's poorer residents. The NAACP has criticized Republican action on economic policy, social programs, education, voting rights, just about anything you can think of. More than 150 people have been arrested already in the group's protest at the North Carolina General Assembly in Raleigh. The next demonstration of the group's Monday series comes next Monday, June 3rd. Chapel Hill Town Council will revisit the procedure for getting resident input on the Obie Creek development when the council gets together tonight. In response to a request from residents, the council directed staff to form a steering committee to weigh in on the exploratory phase of the development agreement process for a possible mixed-use complex right across the street of Southern Village, right across 15501. Staffers say they want the committee to represent more than just neighbors, so places will be reserved for at-large residents and business owners. Participants in the Chapel Hill 2020 15501 focus group will have first priority, but other spots in the committee will be open to applicants starting May 31st if the council approves the proposal. The council will also consider adopting the Comprehensive Parks Plan and the Greenways Master Plan. That meeting gets underway tonight, 7 o'clock, council chambers at Town Hall. Chris Kilt is UNC's new vice chancellor and chief information officer. Kilt and newly appointed provost Jim Dean joined Chancellor-elect Carol Folt in a wave of change-ups to the chief leadership positions at the University of North Carolina campus. Kilt has been serving as interim vice chancellor since February. He'll officially step into office on July 1st. Bruce Carney, the outgoing executive vice chancellor and provost, announced this move in a campus email. Carney consulted with UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe, the incoming chancellor, Folt, and other colleagues in recommending Kilt's appointment. As vice chancellor, Kilt will lead the campus-wide information technology services staff that oversees all administrative and academic computing services. His office is responsible for network security for the whole campus and oversees Connect Carolina. That's a major campus-wide effort to streamline and integrate the computing systems that manage student information, human resources, payroll, and finance. The appointment was approved by the UNC Board of Trustees. A stipulation included in the recently released North Carolina Senate budget calls for eliminating salary bonuses for incoming teachers who have master's degrees. It's proposed to go into effect in time for the 2014 school year. Some fear this will negatively impact the school system's efforts to attract and keep qualified teachers. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
Well, it was quite a surprise to us that that came out as part of the proposal. We hope that that won't stay in, but it's negative and it goes backwards for a few reasons.
That's Jeff Nash. He's the Executive Director of Community Relations for the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. The provision included in the budget would take away the current 10 to 15% pay increase for a qualified teacher. Instructors currently getting the bonus would not be affected.
Those teachers who have master's degrees, which of course are going to be highly recruited teachers, they're not going to want to come here if they're not going to be recognized for that work that they put in.
Nash says the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School System relies on recruiting teachers from out of state because there's a shortage of teachers within the state. He fears it may also negatively affect the recruitment of young teachers who have just graduated from a master's program.
We think many folks will pursue a master's degree because that's what they want to do, even if they're not being paid for it in their field. The scary part there is they may pursue master's degrees in other fields.
The provision is just one of many that educators have said is threatening the education system in North Carolina. Other reforms currently moving through the state legislature are seeking to eliminate teacher tenure and boost funding for private school tuition vouchers. Some argue that this will deplete money allotted to schools.
We work hard to make sure that teaching is considered a profession and that these are professionals. And when they're not encouraged to go back and earn the master's degree or doctorate degree, that takes away from the level of professionalism that we want to see in this field.
Nash hopes for the provision to be dropped from the final budget. The House of Representatives is now working on its own version of the budget. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 8:15, 15 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for Chapel Hill Carrboro Traffic and Weather Together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees. And that great chewy ice, and all only 79 cents. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Rachel Nash is back in the newsroom, has been there all morning long, keeping a close eye on traffic. Some of the usual delays this morning, but otherwise nothing out of the ordinary. Things moving along fairly smoothly this morning. If you spot anything out of the ordinary, any delays or accidents, anything like that, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. But all in all, fairly good day so far. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro Weather brought to you this morning by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Listen, if burgers are not your thing, enjoy Five Guys grilled kosher beef hot dogs dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys, Menomont Village in Chapel Hill. It is 67 degrees in Chapel Hill, sunshine, high today about 85. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night mostly clear with a low around 65. Now on Friday, another great day, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Friday night we'll have clear skies, lows around 65. On Saturday, sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Saturday night's going to be nice. Sunday, partly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Really good weather. No mention of any possible rain until Sunday night. Between now and then, just enjoy it.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
News around town this morning, the annual Carolina Blood Drive is set for next Tuesday, June 4th, at the Dean Smith Center from 7 in the morning until 6 p.m. It's the 25th anniversary of the annual UNC Blood Drive. Organizers have set a goal of collecting 1,000 units of blood in a single day. And to do it, they're offering prizes ranging from gift certificates to autographed memorabilia. If you'd like more information, you can visit the News Around Town page on our website at chapelboro.com. A lot of folks are going to be there on Tuesday to encourage you to come by and give blood. And we'll talk more about that coming up in just a few minutes with Patty Thorpe. She's going to tell you that the Chancellor, Holden Thorpe, will be there. Patty will be there. Chancellor Emeritus Paul Hardin is always there. He started the drive 25 years ago. His wife Barbara will be there as well. A lot of other folks you know, including Woody Durham, the former voice of the Tar Heels, and Jones Angel, and Eric Montross from the Tar Heel Network. I will be there as well. That is next Tuesday on WCHL. We will tell you more about it in an interview in just a few minutes here on WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Tar Heel baseball team is gearing up. They're on the practice field now, getting ready for the NCAA tournament, which starts on Friday. For the first time ever, Carolina is the number one overall seed in the entire NCAA tournament field of 64. Another milestone in what has already been an historic season. Tar Heels have won more games this season than any other time in history. They've won 52 times. 2013 Tar Heels won the ACC regular season title and followed that up last weekend with a dramatic victory in the ACC tournament, their first ACC tournament championship since 2007, only their second in the last 23 years. In the process, the Heels smashed their old record for most wins in a single season, as I said, and junior third baseman Colin Moran broke the team's single season RBI record. On his way to the ACC's Player of the Year award, Ken Emanuel is ACC Pitcher of the Year. With all that success, UNC a heavy favorite to win this regional and the super regional beyond that, which will also be played at the Bosch and maybe advance to the College World Series for the sixth time in 8 years. Tar Heels begin NCAA tournament play on Friday at 6 p.m. after an abbreviated WCHL evening news. Boschimer Stadium against number 4 seed Canisius. As always, we'll broadcast the game live on 97.9 FM WCHL and streaming live on our website at chapelboro.com. UNC women's lacrosse team is still celebrating after winning its first ever NCAA title on Sunday, beating then number 1 ranked and undefeated Maryland in triple overtime. It was the longest final in NCAA women's lacrosse history. Tar Heels returned to Chapel Hill earlier this week, and on Tuesday, WCHL's Aaron Keck caught up with head coach Jenny Levy. Here is part two of their conversation.
And what does this mean for not just your team, but for women's lacrosse and lacrosse in general, especially in the Triangle? Duke just came home with a men's championship, so this is a really great time for lacrosse in the Triangle.
It's a great time, and congratulations to the Duke men's program for their great win yesterday. But, lacrosse is growing. It's the fastest growing sport in the nation right now. And Carolina is still trying to make up ground to the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast areas that have had lacrosse for so long. Mm-hmm. And I have three kids, and I have 11 and 9-year-old boys, and they've been competing on these select teams the past couple of summers, and slowly we're starting to bridge the gap between, the North Carolina kids and what the kids are doing up north. We're actually competing better with them, and we need more grassroots programs, we need more high school programs, we need more coaches and officials in this area. Mm-hmm. But this area loves sports, and it's a natural game for North Carolina, and I would love to see the growth of the game just excel from both of these programs bringing home championships this year.
We're talking with Jenny Levy, the head coach of the national champion UNC women's lacrosse team. What is next for you, and what's next for the team? What are you going to do this summer to come down from this high, and what's next for you guys next year?
Well, we have to start working. We just met with the team, actually, to wrap up, a couple business things and get everybody on the same page before a lot of people start headed home for, a couple weeks. But we reminded the team of what quite of a journey we've had, and it wasn't all easy. And we had some really ugly games. We mm-hmm. trained hard. The players this past September came in really good shape and really focused. And for us, we want our kids to take a little bit of a downtime physically because they've been on a grind for mm-hmm. a while since since last September, and then, you know, obviously we start in January building up to this moment, but, you know, take a week or two just to let your body recover, but we're going to get right back to work. And you know, the grind to start working for number two starts this summer. Mm-hmm. And not only for our players, but also for the coaching staff as well. We're certainly going to enjoy this for a little bit. And, you know, but we get right back into coaching camp and recruiting in the next 2 months. We're on the road a ton, so we don't have much downtime right now, but we will enjoy it. Every little stop we take, I think we'll meet up with friends that we can share the victory with.
And then finally, before I let you go, you've already sort of spoken about the team once already, but say a few words about this team and how special they are.
This group was great. We only had four seniors, so it wasn't a really heavy senior-dominated team. Obviously, Kara Cannizzaro was a key part of our success throughout the whole season. She's a Twarton finalist, and hopefully she'll has earned the right to maybe bring that Twarton trophy back to Chapel Hill as the best player in the country this year, and I think she's deserved it. She was the margin of victory all weekend for our program, but they are really hardworking. They are very passionate about the game of lacrosse. I thought they did an exceptional job of leading our program this year. And when the captains and the seniors buy in and get everybody else on board, it makes the job for the coaches that much more fun and easy.
Mm-hmm.
And we just fought, all of us, we just fought all season long to improve and get better. And we just had a big willingness to look at each game of the season, what went well, what needs work, and how are we going to get better. And then we'd say, is everybody in? And everyone's like, yep, we got it. And we got going back to work again. So just a real hard hat workmanship type attitude. And it showed, I thought, in that overtime game, because it took a lot of toughness to get through it.
And a lot of those players are going to be back next year.
Yes, which is great for us.
That is part two of Aaron Keck's conversation with Jenny Levy, head coach of UNC's national champion women's lacrosse team. There's a whole lot more to the conversation. You can listen to the whole interview in full by visiting our website at chapelbro.com. Congratulations again to the Carolina women's lacrosse team, national champions. 8:25, 25 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Time now to check in with Art Chansky, who has more on college athletics on today's edition of Sports Notebook.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Background checks in college athletics are looking pretty flimsy these days. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. We had our own situation at UNC with questionable background checks on Butch Davis and the first assistant he hired, the infamous John Blake. After 10 years of pretty terrible football here, the powers that be, whoever they were at the time, wanted big-time football so badly that they wound up with a big-time NCAA probation and house cleaning down at the Keenan Football Center. Rutgers is in an even worse mess, and I guess it's good that the ACC didn't poach the Scarlet Knights from the Big East. It's the Big Ten's problem now, as Rutgers already fired basketball coach Mike Rice and athletic director Tim Pernetti, and now may have to can its second AD in 3 months if the whistles don't stop blowing on former Louisville athletic administrator Julie Herman. Louisville athletic director Tom Jurich, the subject of glowing articles on how he maneuvered the Cardinals ahead of UConn and other schools to take the open spot in the ACC, claims he did not hear a bad word about Herman in her 15 years there. That seems incongruent with the two lawsuits that have now been revealed to involve Herman, and worse, the accusations that she verbally abused her former volleyball players at Tennessee. Rutgers will have a hard time keeping Herman after firing Rice for treating his basketball players similarly. What is the vetting process in big-time sports these days? Call a couple of friends of the prospective hiree and accept glowing kudos that come along with the candidate? That's like asking a mother or father if the son or daughter is really a good kid. Come on, guys, you have to dig a little deeper if you want the truth and avoid the kind of egg that Rutgers officials are wiping off their faces today. In any business, the loss of a key employee causes so much stress that even bad candidates who walk in the door look good to those in charge of finding their replacement. It's the pressure of the moment to restore order. Remember what happened in 2000 when Roy Williams turned down the Carolina job? We were left with Matt Doherty's good looks and his pedigree of having played for Dean Smith and coached his first Notre Dame team to the NIT. Big whoop. While former Irish AD Kevin White gave Daugherty a big recommendation, he could have had the last laugh because all over the Notre Dame athletic department, they were hoping that Mad Matt might actually leave town. This is our chance, Steve. See ya.
You know what they say. April showers bring May flowers, but at Harrington Bank, April showers bring great rates. At Harrington Bank, we're always thinking of ways to help you get ahead. Trust your local bank to have the best rates in town. Call or stop by today to learn more about our current CD specials. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Farrington Road, and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Visit us online at harringtonbank.com. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business growth toolkit today at the UPS stores, your go-to source for your to-do list.
The UPS stores at Chapel Hill North on Fordham Boulevard next to the Chapel Hill University Inn and in Meadowmont.
The two-time defending Major League Soccer champion Los Angeles Galaxy are returning to Wake Med Soccer Park. This is Dean Linke, voice of the Carolina Railhawks, and on Wednesday, May 29th, 7 p.m. at Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary, your Carolina Railhawks will take on the Los Angeles Galaxy in the third round of the U.S. Open Cup. Tickets are going fast for Wednesday, May 29th, 7 p.m. Carolina Railhawks and the Los Angeles Galaxy. Call for tickets now at 919-459-8144 or order online at carolinarailhawks.com.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like ourlocaldeal.com.
Well, it's the bottom of the hour at WCHL. Time to take a look at your weather forecast, and it's brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join them at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features. You can hang out with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Jack Smith, and folks there at Carolina Inn. Menus, specials, and hours available at carolinainn.com. Weather absolutely perfect. It is 68 degrees in Chapel Hill. We're shooting for a high today of about 85. A lot of sunshine in the way. Tonight, we're looking at mostly clear skies with the lows in the low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low in the middle 60s. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Friday night, mostly clear with a low in the middle 60s. And then on Saturday, our high in the middle 80s. Saturday night, really nice too, with the lows once again in the middle 60s. Sunday, partly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. First mention of any rain, specifically in our forecast, comes on Sunday night. There's mostly cloudy skies with a chance for showers and or thunderstorms on Sunday night. A 40% chance of rain, but between now and then, it's going to be absolutely perfect. Coming up, a quick update on local news on WCHL. We also have Patty Thorpe on her way into the studio, and she will talk about the biggest blood drive on the East Coast coming next week.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Jim Taylor. Tornadoes in Kansas. Ed Brokamp watched as a couple of them came right out of a cloud.
A tornado came down out of it. It was heading straight east, so after we couldn't see it anymore, we thought we were good. Another one came down just a quarter of a mile from where we were at that second time, and it's the one that took out a grain bin and a couple other sheds on the way, too.
Plenty of damage, but no injuries reported. More bad weather is on the way, though. Meteorologist David Bernard.
We're going to have a perfect setup for more tornadoes and severe storms, particularly across the plains. We have a large area of low pressure, a strong upper-level low in the atmosphere. That is coming out of the Rockies into the plain states and setting up really prime conditions for tornadoes.
Tornado touching down near Flint, Michigan. Some schools there closed today. Severe storms that pushed across the lower peninsula, knocking out power to district buildings. CBS News Update, I'm Jim Taylor.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. 68 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Looking for lots of sunshine today. High today about 85 degrees. Chapel Hill Town Council will revisit the procedure for getting resident input on the Obi Creek development when the council meets tonight. In response to a request from residents, the council directed staff to form a steering committee to weigh in on the exploratory phase of the development agreement process for a possible mixed-use complex across from Southern Village. Staffers say they want the committee to represent more than just neighbors, so places will be reserved for at-large residents and business owners. Participants in the Chapel Hill 2020 15501 Focus Group will have first priority, but other spots on the committee will be open to applicants starting May 31st if the council approves the proposal. The council will also consider adopting the Comprehensive Parks Plan and the Greenways Master Plan. That meeting gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight in council chambers at Town Hall. You may be wondering what's happening with the NAACP and the Moral Mondays get-togethers. There was not one this past Monday because it was Memorial Day, but they will get together again next week, and they're doing something additional now. The North Carolina chapter of the NAACP is launching a 25-county tour around North Carolina targeting the policies of the Republican-led General Assembly. The civil rights group heads next Tuesday to Wake, Wilson, Nash, and Edgecombe counties for public events featuring legal and policy experts, grassroots organizers, and people arrested during weekly protests at the state legislature. The NAACP will also release a mid-session report card assessing each lawmaker's votes for their effects on behalf of the poor residents of our state. The NAACP has criticized Republican action on economic policy, social programs, education, and voting rights. More than 150 people have been arrested in the group's protest at the General Assembly, and many of those protesting and many of those arrested, in fact, are indeed Chapel Hill Carborough residents, some folks from the local faith community. The next demonstration of the group's Monday series comes next Monday, June 3rd. Chris Kielt is UNC's new Vice Chancellor and Chief Information Officer. Kielt and newly appointed Provost Jim Dean joined Chancellor-elect Carol Folt in a wave of change-ups to the chief leadership positions in Carolina. Kielt has been serving as interim Vice Chancellor since February. He'll officially step into office on July 1st. Bruce Carney, outgoing Executive Vice Chancellor and Provost, announced a move in a campus email. Carney consulted with Chancellor Holden Thorpe, the incoming Chancellor, Carol Folt, and other colleagues in recommending Kielt's appointment. As Vice Chancellor, Kielt will lead the campus-wide information technology services staff that oversees all administrative and academic computing services. His ITS office is responsible for network security for the entire campus and oversees Connect Carolina, the major campus-wide effort to streamline and integrate the computing systems that manage student information, human resources, payroll, and finance. The appointment was approved by the university's Board of Trustees. WCHL News Time, 8:36, 24 minutes until 9 o'clock.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Warren Buffett, that famous and very successful billionaire from Omaha, made a talk in Chapel Hill almost 20 years ago. The investment secrets he shared with a group of MBA students were simple and understandable. Here are four of them. First, in making investments, there's no such thing as a called strike like there is in baseball. In that game, when you let a good pitch go by, the ump calls a strike, and so you have to take some swings at pitches you'd rather let go by, or you might be called out on strikes. But there's no need to swing at possible investments unless you're real sure it can be a hit. Even if you let a good one go by, there will be, according to Buffett, plenty more good pitches for you to look over, and nobody will call a strike until you swing and miss. So wait until you're sure. Number two, never think about the stock market. Buffett doesn't follow the stock market. He says he can't understand or predict its ups or downs, so he buys the stock in companies just as if he were buying the company itself. And he asks the same questions about the long-term prospects for its making money relative to the price of the investment. Then he follows his next piece of advice, which is number three, don't sell good companies. That's not always his absolute rule, but Buffett says he likes long-term relationships with his investments and leaves the fast-paced trading to others. Rule number four, don't invest in things you don't understand. Buffett says he keeps his investment decisions simple. And before we commit our money, he says we ought to be able to write down our reasons in a paragraph or two, beginning, quote, I am buying X stock because, and then write down what the reason is. Buffett says he's let many good, but too complicated for him, opportunities pass by. My problem with all of that is that there's so little I understand, and if I exclude all those things I don't understand, there is very little to invest in. But Buffett was firm about this rule. If we make investment decisions outside the limits of what we know and understand, he says, we merely gamble. But if we stick with what we know, even if it's very limited, we have an advantage that greatly improves our chances for good results. Well, those four pieces of advice make sense for investing, and they make sense for my everyday living, too. Don't swing at every pitch. Hold on to your good decisions for a long time. Concentrate on essential values rather than today's hot topic. Stay within the bounds of what you know and try to expand those boundaries rather than operating outside them. It's all good advice. May be good enough to help us be successful whether or not we get rich along the way. This is D.G. Martin.
Good morning. It is 8:39, 21 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, now the high point of the entire morning. Can I have a drum roll, please? Ladies and gentlemen, Patty Thorpe.
Hello, Ronald John Stutson. How are you this fine morning?
Fine.
I'm so glad.
I've looked forward to this interview so much because it might be our final interview in the studio.
No, don't say that. No.
Yeah, well, for now, anyway.
Well, no. I might come back and surprise you another day.
I'm definitely going to see you next week on the UNC campus. And I know that you are here to talk about the biggest blood drive on the entire East Coast.
Now, that this morning when you were introducing the whole segment for the hour, and I thought, is it really the biggest? I meant to call my people.
Sure,
and say,
yeah.
That's very intriguing because it is massive. Don't get me wrong. It is massive. But the biggest blood drive on the East Coast. I mean, that's a lot of coast.
I've been told that before.
You
yeah.
have been told that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, I trust you. I mean, I do. I have to trust you. It's Ronald John. I wake up with you every morning. Why would I not trust you? But I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting thing. But yes, indeed. June 4th.
Yeah.
Put it on your calendars, everybody. And I have to tell you, I'm challenging our community.
Yeah.
I have had so many people since September 17th when Holden announced his resignation come up and say, we want to do something for Holden. This is it, folks. Because
I
have to tell you, when Holden was an undergrad here in, I think it was 1984, his sophomore, junior year, somewhere around in there, because he arrived in 82, graduated in 86, he was he lived at Old Well Apartments then, now Abbey Court, and he had a little moped that he would go back and forth from his apartment to the university on, because you could park it anywhere, right? You didn't have to have a car. And a car, unfortunately, hit him on his moped, and he almost lost his leg when he was a sophomore, junior. And if it hadn't been, I am absolutely convinced, if it hadn't been for our fine docs at UNC Hospital and for all the blood donors who had, donated blood prior to that time of that accident, he would have lost his leg if not, something more seriously than that. But our docs stayed up all night and pieced together, because his knee was in 27 pieces. So you can imagine, what that was like in 84 with the limited technology that we had then.
Compared to now.
And those docs were so outstanding. And we have always been so grateful as a family to the blood donors who had banked that for him, and that he was, he was in need of emergency, and UNC really came through for him. So we have always had a special place in our hearts and legs for the UNC hospitals and for blood donors.
At the time, they had no idea that they were operating on the future chancellor.
On the future chancellor, I know, God bless them. And some of those docs are still here in our system even, which is really amazing. But this is it, folks. If you want to do something to honor him, don't give him another plaque. Just come and open a vein and do something and pay it forward for everything that he, all the blood he has given to you for the last 5 years. You can give some blood now.
So it is the 25th anniversary of the Carolina Blood
God
Drive.
God bless Chancellor Paul Hardin, for having that vision and being approached by our staff. I mean, again, this is staff driven, and Paul gave his blessing. Don't get me wrong, but it wasn't like he said, "Oh yes, I want to start blood." Because this was from the people, and this was from our staff. And we've had several staff members who have been with it for the majority of those years and are still the main drivers of it. And that it's such an incredible heart of our campus.
And you don't have to be a member of the UNC staff.
This is
the
one time
for the whole community.
Give you parking on UNC campus for the day. You get to come. You get to park right next to the Dean Smith Center. You get to dream, and you get to walk in and walk directly onto the basketball court and have all of the UNC celebrities there as well. You said them earlier today, I heard you, but Jones Angel and Eric Montross will be there. My good friend Woodrow Durham will be there. Bubba Cunningham will be walking around sometimes, and they don't have Larry Coach Fedora here, but most years they do have Coach Fedora or Coach, one of the coaches, and then a lot of the UNC football team because they are around working out anyway, so you'll get to see them walking around in their uniforms and everything. So it's a great, fun day, and we have tons of prizes as well, including UNC basketball tickets for next year and UNC women's basketball tickets. The prizes go on and on and on.
Now, if you want to be there when Patty is there,
I am going
about
be there
12
with,
noon.
12 noon with Ramses.
Yeah.
And so Ramses and I get to walk around, and I love walking with Ramses. And Ramses is the star of the day wherever Ramses is. And you know, the people that are in, okay, so it's not a real Ram, people. I'm just breaking anonymity here. But there are people, our students, our beloved students are in that costume. And that is the ultimate of anonymity and good service for those kids to not ever, I mean, we never know who they are. Mm-hmm. And they have sworn a pledge that they don't really tell anybody else who they are. And so it's just very cool that is, I love walking with those kids.
Well,
the stars.
All donors, we get a Carolina Blood Drive t-shirt, courtesy of the American Red Cross. And all kinds of things will be happening there. As you mentioned, a lot of celebrities will be there.
Including Ronan Stutz sometime around noon.
Where are you coming up with that name? I've never heard that before.
No, you know who did that? It was Sammy Martin when he used to do your...
Really?
Yes, exactly. Do you remember he used to do... He had the little... Yes, this is one of... You're listening to Ronald... Reverend. He called you Reverend Ronald John Stutz on that.
Well, Phil Ford calls me Ron John, but I've never heard anybody call me Ronald John.
I like Ron John.
Anyway, Patty Thorpe, what can we call you? Patricia?
Actually, no, I'm a plain old Patty.
Really?
Is that not... I know my mother, I was named after my grand... Why am I telling you this? This is the Blood Drive, folks. Come June 4th,
exactly.
7 a.m. to 6 p.m. And go to unc.edu/blood. Sounds a little gross, but it's really efficient. And register, because if you make an appointment, then that cuts a lot of your waiting time. And so Red Cross folks have promised us it's going to be a very efficiently run session. So you just come in, we'll get your vein opened up, we'll get you out of there, and then we'll give you lots of free food, free prizes, free treats, everything. And it's fun.
It always is incredibly efficient. And a lot of folks walking around smiling. And, this year it's celebrating a quarter century of doing this. And you mentioned Paul Hardin earlier.
God bless him. And
he will
and
be
Barbara
there.
Will be there as well.
They always are.
Exactly. I know. And it's such a wonderful thing to have them back on campus anytime we can.
Mm-hmm.
So they are such great stalwarts of this whole community. And
all
it's
right.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ronald John. I have to tell you that I've said this before, but other than my husband, you are the only man I ever want to wake up with. And thank you for everything that you have done for our community and all the things that you do outside of the hours of 4 a.m., which I'm going to think, it's just amazing that you do that every morning, but 4 a.m. to 9 when you actually sign off. But you are such a face of our community, and your spirit is there, and we just can't, as Chapel Hillians, this is the only time I'm going to tear up, as Chapel Hillians and Carborites and everything else that I have been, You are one of the glues of this community, and we cannot thank you for being such a positive force of goodwill and energy and ambassadorship for our entire community. Thank you.
Oh, don't stop. Oh, by the way, I could say exactly the same thing about you.
No, you're such
a great ambassador for the university. The university and the community,
and
we thank you. We thank Holden for all the things he's done.
Yeah, God bless
over
him.
The years.
I know. I'm
absolutely
so grateful to get him out of here alive. That's but all I could say.
Exactly. And he's going to get a lot more good sleep. That's for sure.
I'm hoping. My God knows that man needs some sleep. I tell you.
And the same thing for you, though. Thank you so much for everything you've done and contributed to our community. And we hope that you'll be making it your home at some point in the future, down the road somewhere.
Definitely. I told him it's a 5-year contract. I'm willing to go back to grad school with him. So this is it.
Fantastic. Yeah. Patty Thorpe, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ron.
All right.
Take care.
Great to see you.
Always good to see you.
It's 8:48 at WCHL. 12 minutes until 9 o'clock. Where in the world is the time going? You start talking to Patty Thorpe and time just flies. It really does.
Have you noticed ads recently from other jewelry stores trying to sound like Diamonds Direct? Promoting a huge selection of diamonds straight from the cutters, huge buying power, and designer engagement rings. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, I suppose. But listen, it's not about the ads. It's about what happens in the store. And the truth is, nobody can compete with Diamonds Direct. The diamond selection is up to 20 times what you find elsewhere. And the diamonds are not on a computer screen. They're real, right in front of you, as many as you like, so you can buy smart. And while others promise to match prices, Diamonds Direct guarantees to beat anybody's price, not just here, but anywhere in America on a comparable diamond. And let me assure you, nobody can come close to Diamonds Direct in world connections, expert guidance, diamond education, product warranties, and customer guarantees. Yeah, the ads may be similar, but the experience is still worlds apart. Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's direct diamond importer, on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
This is Bill Cederberg of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions, located here in Chapel Hill. Been in business since 1986. We're a full-service design remodeling company.
At Cederberg Kitchens and Additions, they're proud of their satisfied customers.
One of the things I'm very happy to say is that, you know, I've been here in Chapel Hill 30 years, essentially, and working in this industry since 1986, which is, in my opinion, really great for us and allowed me to raise a family here in Chapel Hill, get to know so many different people. You know, our economy here has been reasonably stable for most of this time, even though we have, just like every community in our country, slowed down considerably and still struggles to some extent. But the fact is that we have had so many good referrals or repeat business from customers that we've known over the years that it was very possible. And actually, we have in some ways thrived in the last 18 months. Now, a lot of those people who were being a bit cautious in the years have come back to us and asked us to do projects that they'd postponed, essentially.
Remember the name, Bill Cederberg.
Go to our website at CederbergKitchens.com.
Cederberg Kitchens and Additions.
At 630 Weaver Dairy Road in the middle of the Cedar Village Shopping Center. And you can find us in the phone book at 919-967-1171.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insight.
Good morning. It is 8:51, 9 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. I hope you're doing well this morning.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Melva Fager-Oken with NC Prevention Partners. There is no safe exposure to tobacco smoke indoors or outdoors. I'm here to thank so many of you who helped defeat Senate Bill 703 by contacting your legislators. This bill would have repealed outdoor tobacco-free policies, which keep the air free of cigarette smoke in our parks, community colleges, and beaches. In each community, local people chose to make tobacco-free rules and often spent years discussing this. Senate Bill 703 would have repealed the rights of local communities like Chapel Hill and Carrboro to decide what's best. Lawmakers in favor of repealing local rules express the notion that outdoor air should be smoke-free in spaces where people have paid to be there. One of the bill's sponsors said a $200 ticket at a sporting event should buy you smoke-free air. But if you're at a free concert in a town park with your kids and someone's smoke is bothering you, well, you should just pack up your picnic and move. Thanks to the many of you who called and emailed your representatives to point out the flaws in this sort of thinking, this bill was stopped in its tracks. Business leaders, community college presidents, hospital administrators, local health directors, parents across the state, and people just like you came together. Congratulations to all who called and emailed to protect our tobacco-free communities. Job well done. I urge you to stay involved. Thank you. I'm with NC Prevention Partners. This is Melva Fager Oaken.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Ann Brenner. Memorial Day was the unofficial beginning of summer, and one of the things that summer means is the threat of severe weather. That got us thinking. In light of last week's tragic tornado in Oklahoma, are you thinking more about what you would do if a similar disaster struck closer to home?
Marcia Warren, we live here in Chapel Hill, and we've been here for 50 years. Well, we were just very, very sad about what happened in Oklahoma. We're in an unusual situation because outside of our house near the trees is a bomb shelter that you can go in, and it's underground, and it would be very safe, so we're lucky.
Gabrielle Ravioli, Carrboro, North Carolina. Yeah, definitely. I mean, anytime there's, you know, a tragedy that hits you like that, I think it definitely makes you think about where would I go if a tornado hit around here, for example. You know, if we were in our apartment, where would you hide out? How would you try to protect yourself?
My name is Joe Tutko, and I live in Carrboro, North Carolina. Absolutely not. That which happened in Oklahoma, with my limited knowledge, could not actually occur in this type of geographical area. Here, it seems like the most pressing climate catastrophe would actually be hurricanes moving further inward, but it seems like they're actually moving farther north up the coast. It's horrible what happened to those people, but it really didn't change my awareness other than the fact that we have to reconsider the changing of catastrophic climate events on different geographical levels.
In light of last week's tragic tornado in Oklahoma, are you thinking more about what you would do if a similar disaster struck closer to home?
Laurel Schulman, and I live in Carrboro. No, I've lived in Florida, and I dealt with tornadoes a lot more there than I ever have here, so I would say no.
David Warren, Chapel Hill, where I'm thinking more about climate change and how everything has changed and intensified, and we may not have a tornado here, but we may have some other kind of hurricane effect or torrential rain or drought. I'm sort of ready, have to be ready, expecting about anything to happen these days.
My name is Katie McCracken, and I live in Carrboro, North Carolina.
Yeah, but I feel like I've definitely experienced something like that similar when I was younger. Like, a whole town got ripped up when I was in fifth grade by a tornado, because I'm from Alabama.
That's What You're Saying on the Street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill, Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
Hey, you remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? What is the word? How do you spell it? And how do you define it? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you know the answer, I'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers if you're our first correct caller.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Carolina's baseball team has earned the number one seed in the NCAA tournament. The Heels will host three other teams here at Boschmer Stadium in Chapel Hill in the 2013 NCAA Chapel Hill Regional Tournament. It's the first time in program history that Carolina has earned the number one overall national seed. Head coach Mike Fox has reason to be proud.
Yeah, it's a great credit, you know, our players and the season that they have and that they've had to date. And, you know, we're excited about, you know, hosting another regional and then having a chance to continue. continue our season.
The Tar Heels are ACC regular season champions and ACC tournament champions with a 52-8 record. Carolina head coach Mike Fox is today's WCHL hometown hero. As usual, he deflects the praise to his players.
This has been a special group. They've been a blast, and you know, just right from the get-go, right from the fall, this team just had an unbelievable work ethic and three really good seniors that were great leaders for us, and it seems very humble. I like that about them more than anything else. They're very humble. Maybe you can tell that or not, but you know, Colin doesn't bring any attention to himself, and he could, and Kent's the same way, and you know, I like that about them. Just we prefer to kind of stay in the background and just go out and play, and I like this team. I've liked this team from the very beginning. They make it fun.
The Tar Heel baseball team has been to the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska several times, but has never won at all. Coach Mike Fox is hoping this year might be the time that it all changes. Has taken a good Carolina baseball program and turned it into a great one. They're always national contenders. Coach Fox says, let's not get carried away talking about the World Series. There's a lot of baseball to be played, and it all begins this weekend. The Tar Heels open up against Canisius.
Well, we have been doing a scouting report today, and we'll know a lot about them before we play them on Friday. And they, you know, they got 40 plus wins, and they got a you know, good pitcher throwing against us, so it'll be a great challenge for us.
Carolina's one of eight ACC teams to make the field of 64. What a season it has been so far. Let's hope things continue to go well. The program could not be in any better hands than those of Mike Fox, today's WCHL hometown hero. Go Heels!
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
Hey, go out there and enjoy the day. It's sunny skies all day. High today, about 85.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill.